Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Da-da. Da-da. You made it. It's a Friday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, how's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
All right, it is 63 degrees right now. It's going to get up into the low or high 70s. We could be diddling 80, depending on where you are.
That's some warm diddling, buddy.
That's right. But what? We got a potential issue.
What's going on?
Okay, so within the next half an hour to an hour, it looks like, in our listening area, we are about to get blasted with a storm.
Yes.
And like a nasty storm.
But I think it's pretty brief.
Yes, it is, but it is.
But it's a whopper.
It went through Buffalo about half an hour ago, and you know, we have a lot of media friends that work out that way.
What are they saying?
That the lightning is so consistent, it looked like the sky was just lit.
Oh.
Wow.
Nonstop.
Kind of cool.
There are also reports of hail.
Oh, that's fine.
Hail!
Yeah. And heavy winds. Now, we don't know how it's going to be. Wow. I'm looking at a video of somebody from Buffalo right now.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
So this just happened in Buffalo?
Yeah. It says, okay, so I'm looking at Eric Snittle from News 8. Quote, right on time. Our complex of thunderstorms is now fast approaching. While radar looks ominous, it masks the fact that these storms are weakening in trend. Still, brief, stronger wind gusts will remain possible as they move through, weakening further with time. Okay, so it looks like we may not get it as bad as Buffalo.
All right, okay. Okay.
But just, I mean, if you're leaving the house within the next 60 minutes, just a heads up, it could get pretty
nasty. We won't even know in this room.
Yeah, we
it could come and go, and we would have no idea.
No, because you can't even hear outside.
Sometimes you can hear thunder like in the distance. But we have no idea what actually is happening outside in this room.
The good thing about this studio is it is a certified bomb shelter.
Mm.
So if anything were to happen, we are totally safe. Like, seriously, what is taking... Oh, you know what? I'm not going to say
that.
I don't want to risk anything. Tornado in High Falls! Least popular radio show in America, murdered by tornado. It had intent for some reason. Question.
Yeah.
Why is it so unsettling to drive in a thunderstorm?
Unsettling?
Are you okay driving in a thunderstorm?
I think it's the rain more than anything else.
It's just the fact that you can't see if it's a driving rain. That's the only thing. Like the thunder and lightning, if I'm inside, it don't bother me.
Inside, I'm with you, too. I actually enjoy thunder and lightning.
Yeah.
Right? But like for some reason, and maybe I'm alone here, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. When I am driving during a thunderstorm, I don't know why it makes me anxious. Because like my car is not going to get hit by a lightning.
No, but it is like, I mean, I grew up in Florida, which gets a lot of lightning. So I forgot how bad it is, but my brother and sister-in-law, it doesn't bother them at all.
Well, there was that time you were down there hanging out with them.
They got out of the car. We were going to a movie. I'm like, what do you do? Because it was like...
Wait it out.
I mean, when you get that lightning in Florida and it's hot, it's scary as crap. I'm not leaving the car.
Kimmy, did you know we got that cold lightning here in...
you don't know what tropical lightning is, son.
Tropical lightning.
Tropical lightning, which is also the name of their minor league baseball team. I ain't getting out of the car, man. They got up and just started walking. They weren't even running. It's almost like how the Midwest treats tornadoes.
Okay.
Like they don't, the Midwest, when we were driving through, they don't get really upset till it's like sucking them up.
No, I'm with you, man. Like when I was somewhere in Arkansas and I'm sitting in a hotel room and the warning goes on the TV, there is a tornado in the area, seek shelter right now. Yeah. So I go down, I'm on like the fifth floor, I go down to the lobby and I go, what do we do? And the guy's like, oh, there's a shelter over there. Yeah. You want to go hang out?
Nobody's in there.
Yeah, but again, they're showing video of like, I recognize that place. I drove past that place. That's a tornado. It's coming. Yeah, I don't know. It's probably fine. Like, you're fine driving through a thunderstorm, lightning storm?
Yeah. I think it's the heavy rain that throws me off more than anything. But, like, I think as a kid, like, going on road trips and stuff, and there'd be a thunderstorm, I don't know. I found it kind of relaxing.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Never bothered me.
All right. Can I throw maybe it's an ADD angle?
What's that?
All right. So, like, if I'm driving and, like, lightning flashes.
Yeah.
And no mother dies. I have to look.
Yeah, I mean, it's a natural thing to look over. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like now, but I'm also doing.
Oh, like
60.
You're trying to like find the lightning.
Well, I don't know. Like I like even go whoa, and it's like I'm driving again.
So maybe it's more of a distraction.
I guess.
Maybe you're part dog. You're gonna start like scratching at the mats and stuff.
Okay,
freaking out.
If we're gonna talk about ADD,
rubbing your back.
No, my wife is like legitimately scared of wind and lightning. I don't know why.
Oh, she grew up in Jamaica. No, she didn't grow up in Jamaica.
Wow.
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 What?
Did you say, I am scared of the wind. The wind freaks me out sometimes.
She grew up in a trailer. And I kind
in
of.
In Jamaica?
Yeah, Jamaican trailer. That's where they make most of the trailers.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that company, Jamaica Me Trailers. Why are you scared of the wind?
I think just because it can do so much damage.
Okay.
It freaks me out sometimes.
Did something happen to you as a kid? Like, did your house get damaged or?
No.
Okay.
No, I did one time. I remember as a kid being in Atlanta visiting my aunt, and like some big storm hit in the middle of the night, and I think that was like the first time I noticed my parents being scared.
Okay.
You know, because my aunt was also like, hey, if things go bad here, we got to get in the closet.
Oh, here's Tommy's here.
Tornado's coming.
No, it is amazing. Like what? Minor experiences as a child can shape how you feel about certain types of weather.
Okay.
Because, like, I have this vivid memory of we drove down to Disney.
Yeah.
So I think I was like, no, I'm sorry, it was Myrtle Beach. I was like 10 or 11 years old. And we were driving through the Carolinas. And you know, like, those two-lane roads in the Carolinas, right, and highways. So, like, again, like that radio, like, weather warnings that it comes on. And it was the first time I had ever heard it in real life.
Yeah.
And there's something jarring about hearing the emergency tones where they're not like, this is just a test. It's like, so it starts giving you a story. Like, whatever, 72, the storm coming, seek shelter immediately. So my dad, we find this rest area.
Yeah.
And it's like a state rest area. So we pull in, and he parks the car. But we didn't go inside.
So you just stayed in the car?
We stayed in the car. And I'm sitting in the back of the car, and it was this maroon Dodge 96 conversion van.
Right. Sounds like a sweet ride.
It was actually a pretty sweet ride. Carpet in the back, TV in the back.
That was like the ultimate form of travel as a kid.
Yes, it was great. Quick sidebar before we get back to the story. My dad had got it just before we went to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
Like, this was his justification for getting it.
Nice.
And it had a TV and a VCR.
Wow.
Oh, all right.
We were like...
You were hooked
rich.
Up.
Yeah. Uptown, baby.
Yeah.
My dad refused to let us bring any VHS tapes on the trip.
So what did you do?
He goes, you can just watch the TV with the antenna.
Occasionally?
Yeah.
He did not think that one through. Like,
20 minutes when you're near
a
city?
Did he keep picking up different stations?
No, but here's the thing. When you move, it doesn't even pick anything up. So like we'd be driving and we get like the semblance of a hockey game for like 35 seconds.
I remember when those portable TVs first came out, people would take them to the beach and stuff, but... The reception was horrible.
My dad used to take it grocery shopping.
He would watch TV grocery shopping? Well, I guess people do that
now. He didn't want to miss a game.
People had him in their cars.
Yeah. Ahead of his time. But so we pull into this thing. My dad's like, it's fine. And I remember sitting in the van.
Yeah.
And the van is like rocking back and forth. The rain is just a blanket of water. Yeah. I'm watching the trees in front of us like bend at like a, 30-degree angle. And then all of a sudden it was done.
Yeah.
But I was so, so scared. And I had nothing to watch on TV.
Yeah, no distractions would freak me out as a kid.
Right?
Just sitting there.
Well, and he had the radio on, and it kept doing the It was just a terrifying situation.
So my old man would when we had boats in Florida, he never paid attention to the weather at all. And it was kind of it was different back then because you didn't have all the weather.
Sure.
But you still had a general idea. But he would just go out on his boat, and people would go, "Hey, Mike, you know, it's going to be bad out there today." He goes, "Really?" And he would just go. And he would
That's
get stuck
terrifying.
In so many storms.
That's how scary.
How is that possible?
Because you don't pay attention?
No, but like you're on a boat.
Yeah.
In the middle of the ocean.
But he didn't know how to work a boat.
Like, did he think he would be able to easily get out of it if he had to or something?
He didn't understand it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like all these old Floridians that have been boating since they were kids, like understood it. Like they could almost sense it, you know? And he's just out there with a cocktail running wide open down the intercoastal.
252 WCMF.
It's getting dark out.
252 WCMF. There is a nasty thunderstorm warning. Okay, Glenn Johnson.
Oh, Glenn Johnson. What's he got to say? Glenn Johnson last night. Can I do a quick sidebar?
Sure, sure, sure.
Yeah.
He did a segment explaining why the water at High Falls is dirty.
Oh.
And he had a cup of water that he shook it up.
Okay.
And then it got all muddy.
That was for you. That was specifically for
you. I was
you.
Laughing my ass off.
She's right.
It was one of their good questions.
They do this for guys
I
like
know.
You.
All right. So anyway.
All right. So Glenn Johnson
What's he gonna say?
All right. We parts of Western New York under a severe thunderstorm warning. There, it looks like, according to News 8, I'm going. It's everywhere.
You know,
now.
This is
going
to be a dud. Now that we're doing all
fine.
This.
Just to give people a heads up.
All right.
It looks. It says 6:45 for like the Caledonia area. They are telling people to seek shelter. Not right now. I mean, I don't know when.
What time are we getting?
Get you.
So I did get a tweet.
58 minutes.
Somebody said it's just hitting Batavia.
Okay.
I don't know. That was a couple minutes ago, so I don't know.
It looks like anywhere between 45 minutes to an hour, although Eric...
Yeah, that's slow moving if it's already in Batavia.
It's slow moving, says Dick. Oh, man, they do this bit. That's a slow moving storm system.
We got a lot of dirty water.
Keep on running, Mississippi Moon. Won't you keep on riding? Okay. How bad? Seek shelter? How bad is this going to be?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, it's going to be nothing.
All well, right. Don't they tell you to do that with any storm?
Yeah.
Seek shelter?
Oh.
It's just getting a little dark out here.
You sound like Tommy's dad. So here's the funniest part of this morning.
What?
Because like as we're coming in, you know, we're like discussing this briefly, mm-hmm. the storm coming in.
Mm.
And Tommy, Kimmy, already knew how bad the storm was going to be.
Oh, he came in with the facts.
Yeah. Because you saw something last night.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you did. You updated us.
Yeah, because I said, you know, the storm was supposed to be nasty. You go, oh, I already saw a part of the storm in Chicago last night.
Oh, yeah. They had to postpone the Beyonce show at Soldier Field.
He with a straight face.
Like, well, that storm's coming from Chicago.
It almost knocked Beyonce off stage.
Nothing. Bro, she's anchored pretty good. She ain't getting knocked off
stage. She got on that horse and rode out of there.
He starts breaking down the images he saw from the Beyonce concert
she
last night.
She got that Cowboy Karen show.
Cowboy Karen.
Just yells at the audience.
Very different show.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Jake. Jake says, just got home in Batavia, drove through it. This thing's nasty. Hopefully it's not as bad when it gets to Rochester. Be careful out there, he says. Thank you, Jake.
Stay safe.
We've got our weather spotters on the ground. Our Break Room weather spotters. Quick sidebar there.
What?
You know, the different news stations in town
seem
to all have local weather spotters
mm-hmm.
where, like, people will take pictures or videos. Yeah. Okay. Do I have to apply for that job?
I think you just send it to him.
Okay, send it to him.
Okay, so that doesn't make me a weather spotter. That makes me a guy with a camera.
Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, my sister-in-law lives in Florida. She takes pictures and she posts them and she sends them to the TV stations in Florida. And her point of pride is when one of her pictures makes it to the TV, she takes a picture of the TV.
Yeah.
Of the picture she sent them to show them the clouds over her house.
Okay, I do want to point out, maybe I have the story wrong, but didn't you come in bragging once because one of her photos made it to the Weather Channel?
She hit.
Oh, she hit? What'd they pay her?
Oh, big time.
What'd she get?
I think she got a hat. No.
She got nothing.
But she got on the Weather Channel.
He came? No, but you're making fun of it. You bragged that your sister-in-law.
She went national, bro.
Okay, what is that?
With her pictures of clouds. Jim Cantore sent her a message.
Wow, one of my favorite kinds of chicken.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What the hell is this, man?
What?
What the hell is this? You know, there are things that bond generations.
Yeah.
Most of them have nothing to do with your body, but this weird-ass thing that sounds silly at first has some folks that were born between 1981 and 1996 freaked out as hell.
And nobody medically is saying anything?
You're hanging out in the Brinker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So there's something that's gone viral over the last week on several different social media sites. And it was brought to the forefront by former member, as you brought up Beyonce earlier, of Destiny's Child, Kelly Rowland. It's called the Millennial Mark.
Mark.
Millennials, who are, if I'm not mistaken, defined between being born between 81 and 96, have noticed they all have the same mole on their forearm, their left forearm. It is, it's between like your elbow and the middle of your arm.
All right, that's your forearm.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Like on top.
Yeah, you got it. Like on the outside here. So. Yeah.
So it's like.
It's like a little dot.
No, like right here. Right here. And I got it.
Oh, so right. Oh, so it's right by your elbow.
Right there. So. I laugh at this headline, and I click on it, and I read it, and I go, okay, this is dumb. And I look, and it's there.
You got one.
It's there. Kimmy, did you look?
Like, I mean, but I have a few dots.
Okay, it's Kimmy right here. No, this is where the spot is. Where
I can't
it's,
see where you're pointing.
Like right there.
The back. The,
yeah, like right here.
Do you have it?
I think so.
Oh, my God.
But I just, but again, I have like a bunch of them, so I just figure everybody has some kind of mark on their forearm.
Okay, fine.
But this thing's really prevalent.
Well, it's just, it's in the same spot for
see,
everybody.
Like the video I saw wasn't that one. It was it was a girl saying everybody has this mark, like on almost on top of your wrist.
Okay, that one I don't have. Yeah. But I got this one, and that's where everyone was pointing to. Like the whole, it's just like there's a montage of like 50 videos, and everyone's pointing to the same spot, and we all got the same mark. Why do we all have the same mole on the same spot on our forearm? I saw the spot the other night. I got freaked out, and I read the article to try and figure out why, and here's the thing. They don't give a reason.
It could be, you know, something you kids ate. You know, like some kind of like byproduct of something you ate.
Okay, so let's break that down.
Wouldn't your wife know?
I didn't ask.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that would be like the person to tell you have the expert in the room.
What if it's a side effect from like roll-ups?
For roll-ups,
you were eating them strawberry roll-ups.
Can't wasn't eating them as a baby.
But here's the thing. All of our dads also stole our fruit roll-ups, so they would have the millennial mark, too.
That's true.
No, like in all sincerity, like in this article, there is no science, there is no theory, there is no mythology.
Could be aliens marketing. Like which ones they don't want.
252 WCMF. What could be the reason that all millennials have this same
spot? It has
spot?
To be something you all ate or something you all had to do or you get or everybody got exposed to.
Okay, what did we all eat that would cause a spot just for... Okay, so like what is that exposure? What is it? Tell me what it is.
Hmm. Might have been video games.
Okay. Why? What? No, because the generation.
Yeah, because you're playing the video games, doing that.
The generation before us had video games. The generation after us has had video games. That wouldn't explain it.
So it also stops with your generation?
Yes, it just says millennial.
So your kids ain't got it.
So I didn't look at my daughter's arms either. I don't know. I can check them when I get home, and I'll report back to you guys.
Well, I wonder if, like, you ask people older or younger, like, maybe everybody has it.
Okay, maybe.
And just millennials are the ones that notice.
I mean, are there folks that aren't millennials that have this mole, like, on their forearm, between the middle of their forearm and their elbow? Hmm. Bro, this is weird.
All right.
Man.
Did they give you something at school?
Like a pill
or something, or a vaccine?
Oh, you're talking about the mole pill?
Yeah. Oh, did you guys take the mole pill?
What vaccines?
I passed on it.
What vaccines did we get that kids these days did?
I don't know.
Get?
You tell me.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I love how, let me tell you what it is. Well, what about this? Well, I don't know.
Well, it has to be something you ate.
Could it?
Y'all ate the same thing. Or it was in the water or something.
Well, no, because not even every millennial would have eaten the same thing based on socioeconomic factors.
Every kid ate something like that. Everybody's eating McDonald's.
Okay, fine. But yes, exactly.
But we don't even know when it showed up. Like, is it something you were born with? Is it something that popped up later? You know?
Wait.
It's a goddamn energy drink.
Oh, for God's sake.
We've all been drinking them energy drinks.
Everybody's been drinking energy
drinks. You started drinking them way sooner.
Everybody's been drinking energy drinks since Jolt Cola came out 30, 40 years ago.
That was pure soda.
Okay, pure soda. Sounds like a commercial from Michigan. Pure soda.
Pure uncut soda.
All right, 252 WCMF. We're talking about the millennial mark and how, for some reason, this exists. It's weird. Mm. Aaron's going to figure it out all for right. us. He's on CMF. Hey, Aaron. How are you, buddy?
What's going on, man? You know what it is? Those 50 people are trying to find out who their same dad was.
Okay. So we all have the same...
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Then why do I have it, Aaron?
Because maybe... Lance Duffy ain't your real father.
That would actually
Somebody
be.
A, else is out there.
That would be a whole hell of a lot of load off my shoulders, Aaron. I'm gonna let Aaron go. Wow,
Aaron's having himself a Friday morning.
That sounds like the start of a supervillain right there. That is the beginning of a supervillain. Well, we all have the same father. There was one guy just working his way through America, banging everybody, and he has a very dominant gene, which gives you a mark.
Maybe it has to do with something like. When our moms were pregnant, that they were doing, like, while we were in the womb? I don't know.
What would that have been, though? I mean, is Susan Powder and...
Were they poking us with something?
maybe they took something.
Okay.
You know? Ask your mom what she did during pregnancy.
I'm not going to ask my mom what she did during pregnancy.
Why?
What do you mean? She won't. You never ask your mother, like, anything that had to do with your the pregnancy you were a part of or you being a child, because it automatically sends your mother for some reason into like defense mode, and they will just start telling you all of the greatest things that they ever do. Well, you know what I did? Yeah. I switched right to the doctor, told me to do that, and I did it, and it was a sacrifice. It was a but we did it, and you don't understand.
Yeah.
You know how hard it was when you were a toddler and everybody else was, and you know what I did? You know what I said? We went to these play dates, and I exposed you were a very social child, and I think that's why you are today, because what I did.
Okay.
Doesn't everybody have that conversation with their mother?
I have a different mom. My mother's generation was way different.
And like every time your mom tried to talk, it sounded like...
Wait, she was knobbing a guy in front of me?
I know. It's very uncomfortable. That's how dedicated she was to knobbing dudes. Her mark was in the back of her throat. We're talking about the millennial mark, the millennial mole. There's a story that shows up the other day. Headline looks stupid. I click on the headline. They explain that every millennial has a mole on their forearm, on the outside, between the elbow and the middle of their wrist.
And they're saying that you were born with it?
It doesn't say anything. Yeah. Like, again, this article has no science, no theory, no mythology. There is no attempt to explain why this exists, which why write the article if you're not going to talk to somebody that has some kind of scientific or sociological background that's going to be like, oh, this is what it might be. It just leaves you wide open,
all right.
Much like your mom. You know... As you like, think about the different generations, right? Like the baby boomers, Gen X, millennials, Gen Z, Gen Alpha is the newest one. There are things you can see in someone that immediately lets you know they're a part of that generation. And I'm not talking about how their face looks. Maybe it's not like a birthmark.
What is it?
If I were to ask you, Tommy, if you needed the one thing you could see to know that someone was a baby boomer right away, what would that be? Is there one tie that binds all of you?
like my generation.
Yeah.
It's how we dress.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know. Because, like, there are guys in their 30s and 40s that kind of dress like old men. They dress like...
Yeah, but they don't count. Okay. You're talking about straight-up boomer.
I'm talking, like, every... It belongs to your generation and only your generation, and you see this, and you know. That's it.
Hmm. Because it would have to be New Balance shoes.
Okay, that's a great one.
But Gen Z loves the New Balance shoes.
Yeah, you're right about
it's
that.
It's kind of like...
But there was a time.
There's a blurred
there was
line
a time.
Now.
Yeah. That only like my brothers wore New Balance.
Okay, up until a year or two ago, I would argue that was a good one.
My brother wears some like dress shoes. Like he'll go out to dinner with my sister and he'll have a nice outfit.
Nice pair of clean sneaks.
Yes. Like he goes, "This is my Saturday night shoe." And I go, "That's a sneaker, man. That ain't a shoe."
So I think this shows up most prominently in a tattoo.
Oh yeah, ink would be big.
For example.
Because ink started big in the early 90s.
Gen X.
Yeah.
So, like, for men, the tribal tattoo lets you know that guy's Gen X.
Yep.
The tramp stamp lets you know women are
But you're not going to see that very often.
It depends on where you're at. If you're going to the Hilton Carnival, you're going to see both of those.
Yeah, but if you're 60 and I can see your tramp stamp.
Yeah?
You want a raggedy old hoe bag, man.
Raggedy old hoe bag.
You a hoe bag. If I can see a 60-year-old with a tramp stamp, that's a certified, uncut, U.S. grade A hoe bag.
But that would be a boomer, not a Gen Xer.
Well.
So that's what I mean. Like the tramp stamp wasn't popular for 60-year-old women.
No, but she got it back in the day.
But it wouldn't have been her generation. Like right now, the max would be like 50 for a lower back tattoo.
Mm. Oh, no. There's women were getting them. All right, so they would have started getting them in the 90s.
Yes, but if
they were in their 30s.
But if it's a woman, how many 30-year-old women were getting lower back
tattoos? I would say slightly.
Bro, when those things hit, they were all over the place. And they're still there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever you say.
I think
But you got to see them.
Think a millennial trait specifically with women, just look at your feet.
Foot tattoo?
Tattoo, that's one of them. And I am guilty of this right now, no-show socks.
Yeah, I'm not giving up the no-show socks.
Like that is something I don't know if our generation can get past, like the changing sock lengths, because I don't know, I don't think that's one thing I'm stubborn on, I can't give it up.
I'm with you, sister, and here's what's pissing me off.
What's that?
I have only bought my socks at Marshall's since like 18,
yeah.
Right? And Marshall's, none of the companies at Marshall's are selling the no-show socks anymore for like the last 15 years.
So what is it now? They're going back
They're
up
going
to the crew
to, like,
sock?
Thick.
It's up to where the calf starts.
Yeah, you got it.
Or I've seen like women have them like bunched, like kind of 80s style.
Oh, that's the old school. Yep. Oh, my God.
It's very weird.
Yep.
But like I got thick legs, man. And the only way my leg.
I got thick legs.
No, he's right.
And I know how to use
them. It changes the shape of your legs, the socks that you wear.
The only way for my leg to look like a human leg is for me to wear no-show socks.
Well, yeah, because fat guys, especially, it'll look terrible.
Yeah, it looks like you're halfway through making a sausage.
Right? You got cankle.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't want cankle. Yeah. I don't want cankle.
Male cankle is the worst
thing
in the world.
Thank you.
It is. I mean, it's an ugly look to begin with.
Makes you. Dusty hoe bag. I'm sorry, Kimmy. What'd you say?
Mankle.
And you can't get rid of them. That's the one thing. You could lose weight. You cannot get rid of your cankles.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about this millennial mole on all millennials' forearm, people born between 81 and 96. We were trying to figure out what the reason could be. Ben's got a theory. He's on CMF. Hey, Ben. How are you, buddy?
What's up, guys?
Yo.
So my theory is, you know, like the tuberculosis shot, they put like a little bubble in your skin. It might have something to do with that.
Is that where we got the shot, though? I don't remember.
I had to take it like 3 times because I kept forgetting to come back to my job to get it checked. And, yeah, they put it like right on your forearm.
Oh.
So if anyone, you would never have to worry about Ben getting tuberculosis.
Yes.
But, yeah, what you were saying about socks, how they shrink your legs, yeah, they definitely do because snowboard socks are pretty much the only tall sock I wear on a semi-regular basis, or like those soccer socks. They deform your leg 100%.
All right, so if any of you guys were wondering, Ben's sock report for the day, we got that knocked out.
Yeah.
All right,
great talk, Ben. Yeah. Thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, have an awesome weekend, guys.
All right, there goes tuberculosis-proof Ben.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Tommy, there is a thin line between hero and idiot.
What happened?
Well, sometimes you could even be both.
Okay.
This story and the details we have from it could be proof of that, because it's possible this person saved a few lives, as long as they weren't the one that caused the issue in the first place. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This story comes to us from Lake Ave in the city of Rochester.
What happened?
Remember last week when we told you that Lake Ave was the deadliest road in the state of New York?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, luckily here nobody died.
All right.
But there was a crash between an RTS bus.
God damn.
And an Uber. Authorities say the Uber, which had passengers in it, sideswiped the bus when the Uber driver swerved to avoid two other cars on Lake Avenue.
Damn. Now,
no one in the bus was hurt, which is good.
You ain't hurting a bus with an Uber.
You ain't hurting a bus with an Uber. One of my favorite Ribs Arkansas
you
songs.
You ain't hurting no bus with an Uber. Goober.
Okay. One of the passengers in the Uber went to the hospital to get checked out, but it seems...
All right, so we're cool.
Yeah, everyone's fine. Police did issue tickets to someone, but they don't specify who.
All right.
So we don't know if it was the RTS driver that was ticketed, the other cars that they had to swerve to miss, or the Uber driver. So, with all that being said, Tommy?
Yeah.
You're in the back of an Uber, which sideswipes a bus in an attempt to avoid two other cars on the road.
Yeah.
How many stars do you give that Uber driver?
I guess I was just thinking, do you tip them stars? Okay. Well, it depends how it went down.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
Like, if you feel like that Uber driver actually did the safest thing possible, then maybe you're thankful. Okay. I don't know.
I don't want to hurt my rating either. Like, if I use Uber a lot, I don't want to have my rating up if I'm okay.
Like, if I know I'm going to need to use Uber or Lyft again, then I don't want to mess
it ain't my
that.
Car, and if I'm fine, I think I give the guy, I star his ass up.
And are you extra tipping?
Extra tipping, but I'm going to tip.
Dude's car's all smashed up. You don't feel an obligation to give a little extra cash?
I'm going to tip you out nice.
Are you going to say that? I'm going to tip you out the appropriate amount. I'm sorry. Good luck with your means of making money disabled.
But if I give him 20 beans?
Is that what you normally would?
Yeah, 20%.
Hey, big.
Oh,
20%. 20% is different than 20 beans.
$20.
20% on what, a $10 ride? Wow, $2.
You know, it would
be, that's pretty good.
Maybe it'll buff out.
You know, it would be really complicated, though, if a situation like this happens, maybe you don't get charged for the Uber. That's when you would have to make the decision, do I go out of my way to pay this person?
Oh, wait, they would just
they might call, they might because you didn't. I'm doubting you're going to get to your destination, so I don't know how that would work with Uber.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah. If they wiped it clean, the bill.
Yeah,
I would give them a nice tip.
20% of nothing.
20% of what you think it would have been.
What you think it would have been. Here's a dollar.
What was it, a $5 ride?
All right, go get yourself an air freshener, half an air freshener. All right, so to folks who drive Uber, 252-WCMF or Lyft or whatever, 252-WCMF, if you get into an accident, do they charge the person in the back of the car? Because I'd be kind of pissed, even if it wasn't that person's fault, because I got to find another way to get to my destination.
Well, you'd be really screwed if you're like on a highway. And you're like, what do I do?
Yeah. Can you get picked up by an Uber on the highway?
No, because you can't stop on a highway.
Well, you technically can't stop. But, like, well, how does that work? Does, like,
you'd have to walk somewhere safe where he could pull over.
Yeah.
Get your ass.
What I'm asking is, let's say I order an Uber while I'm standing on the side of 390.
Yeah.
Does the app prevent that person from seeing where I am? Because there are Uber drivers that'll be like, screw it, I want the fare. I'll pull over and pick someone up.
And what if your car breaks down or something? I mean, that may not be in the most convenient spot.
Yeah, because you got to put an address in, right?
Well, no, I think you can drop like a location. Right.
This is where I am.
Yeah.
On 390.
On 390, slow down.
All right, so, you know, it's always the simplest explanations that make for the easiest answers.
Yeah.
Right? Like, as we talk about this Uber thing, would you tip them? Would you pay them out of the end? Rick writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, you just see, was it their fault? If not, I pay them. If it was, I'm not paying them. Well, here's the thing. Think about how the average person drives in the back of an Uber. You're not paying attention.
No.
You're looking at your phone.
Yeah.
So it's very possible that the people in the back of this car have no idea if it was the fault of the Uber driver or the fault of someone else on the road.
You're not, like, more alert when you're in an Uber or Lyft?
No, you are?
Oh, see, I'm, like, looking straight forward.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like, I think I'm more aware of, like, my ride than when I'm, you know, like, if my husband's driving.
Oh, no, I got my eyes on my phone because I don't want to have conversations with the person driving.
No, I look around a lot more.
Really?
Yeah.
You get anxious in the back of an Uber?
I think it's just being
anxious.
Because
it's not a taxi. It's amateur hour, man.
And also sometimes
in somebody's car.
Sometimes I'm paying more attention because I want, like, if I want to get dropped off somewhere specifically, I'm trying to, like, wait to point it out to
them. Especially if you size up the driver, right?
Oh.
Because I know, like, they give you, like an image of what the person is.
Uh-huh.
But if I look at this person, I go, oh, man, you look a little low end.
What do you mean look low end?
If the car looks a little low end. If the person looks a little low end,
what could the person do to look low end?
You know what a low end person looks like.
No, I don't, because your definition of low end person is different than I wouldn't call any human being low end.
There's a billion low enders.
No, I'm a good person.
No, there's like
everyone's got potential.
There's like, what are they waiting on?
Well, that's what potential is. It's not there yet.
But if I see busted and I've been busted car, I'm definitely not looking up my phone.
Hey,
I'm with Kimmy.
I do look around a lot.
Yeah.
Bro, how many Fortune 500 CEOs do you think drive Uber on?
It's not that.
What is
it's
it?
Not that.
What is
you,
it?
You look unkempt.
Unkempt?
You,
is that kept. What you're looking for?
Unkempt.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Unkempt.
Well, I remember one time I had this.
John Kempt?
She was like a really sweet, like, older woman, but she had to be like up there in age, and she kept missing the turns. Like, she just wasn't paying attention to the directions. So I felt like I kind of had to, like, guide her through where we were going.
Yeah, old lady, I'm definitely
like, oh, I think I was supposed to turn there. Yep. And the one before that, you were also supposed to turn there.
No, you weren't thinking old lady. You were thinking, like, piercing that bothers you, pajama pants with Cookie Monster on.
Yes.
That's what you were thinking.
Slobs. I don't want to be. If I got a slob driver and you got slob car and I'm stuck on slob transportation, yeah.
So just to be clear, Mr. Pittsford wants folks doing ride sharing services.
Hey, look professional.
Oh, no, a gig economy job.
Look professional.
Hey, show up in a tuxedo.
What is wrong with you?
See where you go too far.
I'm
just
asking.
Look professional.
What is professional?
Look clean. Look like you took a shower and you shaved. I don't want to see greasy hair.
I love
I don't want to see food in your car.
Oh, so you've gotten out of Ubers then?
No, I'm
stuck.
No,
you haven't. No, you're not stuck. You can cancel the ride.
No, because I'm stuck.
You can look at him and go, sorry, you're a low end person.
No,
don't trust based on how you look.
I gotta suffer with this slobby douche.
I gotta suffer with this slobby douche.
Yes.
Oh, suffer. I thought you said supper, like you're going to eat something in the back of the car.
No, suffer. While he eats his supper. If I see, like, rappers, oh, God.
Bro, they're working by driving. Of course there's going to be rappers.
Clean up. They don't tolerate that in New York City cabs.
Bro, New York City cabs are also disgusting.
No, they're buttoned up.
When's the last time you got in a cab in New York, bro?
It varies.
Very nice. Always nice.
252 WCMF. We're talking about the story that happened earlier this week. An Uber and a RTS bus were involved in a car accident after police say the Uber had to swerve out of the way of two other cars. They hit the bus. Everyone looks like they're okay, but there were passengers in the Uber. And we're trying to figure out how you're going to handle this. Let's talk to Caleb. Hello, Caleb.
Hello, Duffy.
What's up, buddy?
So I do Uber driving part-time, and I have never been in this type of situation. I've never been in an accident. But as a driver, if you do get in an accident, obviously you report everything to Uber, and to my knowledge, they do like cancel the charge, so it doesn't charge the people.
So you don't get paid if you got in an accident?
I don't know.
Okay.
Like I said, I've never had it happen.
Well, hey man, thanks for calling up with no information.
Well, at least you as the passenger, you don't get charged.
Well, yeah, but this person...
Yeah, the passengers don't have to pay for that.
Okay, but like the person who's driving, right? Like that's got to be one of the worst days of your life. Nobody wants to drive an Uber, right? You do it because it's a necessary situation. Then you're in the middle of working. This accident takes away your ability to earn money using this vehicle. And to top it all off, the little bit of money I would have gotten for this interaction, I do not get.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, Uber still covers the insurance, so okay. They'll like cover what's got to happen as far as.
But you got no car to make no money.
Ain't got no car. Ain't got no money. But I got Cookie Monster pajama pants.
Uber has a setup though where you can rent a car to use it for Ubering.
Oh, okay.
So you're not like out of options.
All right. Well, that's good. Hey, Caleb, how do you dress when you are Ubering people?
Casual, I guess. I don't know.
That slob.
I don't dress up, but like I'm not busted.
Well, good news for you, Tommy's not getting in your car, Caleb.
Have you worn sweatpants while Ubering?
No.
Okay.
He wears professional driving trousers.
Caleb, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes. No info, Caleb. I still can't get over the idea.
What?
Like that is such a guy your age. Yeah. High end. I think that I'm better than everybody else,
right,
even though I live
think
in my
I'm
wife's house.
Than else.
You know, when I go to McDonald's, I want your polos to tuck into your
it's
pants.
It's weird that you would even notice what they're driving. Like, are you like looking in their window to check out their pants situation?
Hey, let me see your pants, son.
I make the young man get up, and I have him turn around a couple of times.
Would something like this keep you from Ubering ever again?
No, I mean, I guess if I'm okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
still might be.
I mean,
in
it was a violent
thing,
maybe.
To.
You know, it really got bad.
Okay, but I mean, even this situation right on Lake Avenue, like we talked last week, like we said about how Lake Ave is the deadliest road in New York, according to a recent study. And even if you're okay, right, like the jarring of car swerves, you hit a bus, that would freak people out.
Yeah, but I guess if that happened in a cab. And you would still get in another cab if you needed it if you were traveling, right? It wouldn't deter you from taking a cab.
You know, to your point,
yeah.
Ride sharing is such an interesting business model because there are massive benefits, right? Like folks are able to work when they want. Some folks love doing it.
Just the convenience of it.
And before ride sharing, getting a cab in Rochester was almost
impossible.
Thank you. No one had ride homes from the bar, from the airport, unless that person was related to them.
Well, they charge you a lot of money for that.
Yeah.
It changed the game in Rochester because of the lack of cab situation. Mm-hmm. That being said, like you were talking about earlier, if you go to a major city, you know that cab driver is a pro.
Yeah.
Right?
He's licensed.
They have to take super complicated tests.
Yeah.
And the money they spend on those medallions in New York City.
This is a big investment.
I mean, with Uber, there are great drivers. And not
it's been a mix anytime I've used them.
And you don't know what you're going to get because, like, even that star system is flawed, like you said, because folks feel they can't always be honest because then that Uber driver is going to hit them with negative feedback, right? So it's like
it's a mutual firing squad.
Exactly. And, like, even if you were freaked out enough where you didn't want to use the ride sharing anymore, there isn't, like, another option.
No.
You know?
I am surprised that when I get into a nice one, like man, how are you making any money with this? Because this is like a really nice car. Mm-hmm. It's all buttoned up nice. I'm going, there's no way you're making money. You got too much invested.
Unless you're doing it just to pay for the car.
I guess. But then you're just running the car down, putting all the miles on it.
Running it down. It's a bad investment.
It must be worth it.
Your asset is depreciating.
No, the wear and tear, man.
Wear and tear depreciation. You're not even getting 10 cents a mile.
And the taxes?
Oh, don't even remind me about the taxes.
And then the licensing? Too much.
And what about the water authority?
Oh, don't even get me started with them.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Bill. Bill says, Tommy is an idiot. I'm the one that has to be in the car all day. Why am I going to dress professionally?
Because you're doing a professional job.
He goes on, you're not a celebrity. I'm not driving a limo. Yeah. You're not going to the Met Gala or to an airport to go overseas. Shut up and sit in the back of the car.
All right, this guy's a pig.
Bill's a pig.
Bill's a pig.
Bill the pig.
Stinky Billy the pig.
He's absolutely.
Oh, he'd probably be stinky if he wore uncomfortable clothes. Be sweating all afternoon.
Thank you.
How does that work? You put on nice clothes.
I don't know. I know, like, my husband hates dressing up because he sweats.
How much sweating you doing driving?
In a suit?
No, not a suit, but in nice, just clean, ironed clothes.
Can I wear shorts? Oh, my God.
It's very unprofessional.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.